We are all here on this earth, on this planet, with a mission, with a purpose, with a set of talents and gifts that we were meant to be bigger than just how we look, what we believe in, the clothes that we wear, the people that we meet, the interaction or the resistance or the challenges that we have. Life is so much bigger than that.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Goals Do Come True with me, Doug Bennett. Today, I'm joined by Michelle Quay. And Michelle is a certified visibility confidence coach. She helps women coaches, actually, and entrepreneurs. So, you know, a little bit niche there, who struggle with the confidence and courage to tell their unique story. And we all have a unique story. And it's to help people get seen, get heard, and get hired. Okay. She's the founder of Elevate Life Coaching and author of the memoir, Perfectly Normal, An Immigrant Story of Making It in America. So we'll get her to tell us a little bit about that. You know, some people may see the video. We may be joined by Toby, her ginger short-haired tabby cat, or we might not. So anyway, Michelle, over to you. Tell us a little bit about, you know, extra stuff that I haven't covered off there, and then tell us your story about how you came, well, you were born in Taiwan and made it in the Big Apple.
Thanks, Doug. It's a pleasure to meet you across the whole entire Atlantic Ocean. And just to give all the audience a little background, I am very highly energetic. So if I laugh hysterically, that's because I'm just this high energetic human being. So that's something that you should know about me that you haven't said already. I was born in Taiwan. I came to America when I was 15. It's been a challenging journey to be here and to be able to converse in English. When I first came to America, I spoke no English. My first language is Mandarin or Chinese. And learning English was something that's very challenging as an American immigrant or immigrant in another foreign country in general. And it took me a lot of years to actually get accustomed to the Western culture, the beliefs, all these things that we do in America and in the European country. I came from a very conservative family. My dad used to be in the military. So I grew up there's a lot of strict rules. Well, so we bring our bowl to our mouth, and it's never our mouth to the plate. So that's something that I grew up very strategic, very organized, very play by the rule. And my mom used to be a housewife, so she took care of us all the time. I remember going to school and she would come every single day on her motorbike, and she would pick us up from the school. So what's different about me compared to all of many people that I know of is that the fact that when I was 11 years old, one day I was coming out from school waiting for my mom to pick me up. I had a car accident, and the car accident resulted in a permanent damage to my leg, and I could no longer walk without crutches. So for the good 29 years of my life, I've been walking with crutches. I am 4 feet, 4 inches tall. My left leg is about 1.5 inches shorter than my right. So back in the days when I didn't have to use the crutch, my physical health was still there. I was able to walk. So every time I walk, I look like a wobbling penguin just going down the street, which is cute in some way. But when you have all eyes turning on you, just from the look of how you look, your physical appearance, how tall you are, how big or how small you are, I start to pick up a lot of these external judgment that normally someone else who's going through their teenager, they wouldn't have experienced. And that was part of the beginning of a very long life journey until I reached to the point where, you know what, I think life is more than that. Life has so much to offer. And let me see, even though I'm this tiny, this small, let me see what is possible. What can I do to make myself more present, make myself having a purpose and actually living that purpose? But, you know, that was good 29 years of my whole entire life. And I just kept struggling with finding that self-identity, struggling identifying my purpose, struggling with all the defining meaning that we all have in our life. And, you know, let's face it, we are all here on this earth, on this planet, with a mission, with a purpose, with a set of talents and gifts that we were meant to be bigger than just how we look, what we believe in, the clothes that we wear, the people that we meet, the interaction or the resistance or the challenges that we have. Life is so much bigger than that. And that is what inspired me to become a coach. And during that journey, I did something that no one else have done, at least in my physical capacity. Well, maybe there are, but I just don't know them. But, you know, that's beside the story. And, you know, we're talking about me. So I'm going to step in, play my ego a little bit.
nothing wrong with playing your ego a little bit. Nothing wrong with that at all. I manage it all the time.
Yeah. So after 29 years of living my life, playing small, shaming myself on my body image, I decided that I wanted to put a stop to it. So I set a goal to hike Machu Picchu. And how I came to that goal was actually just because something as simple as I just want to be part of an everyday conversation. So during that time, I was working in a hospital setting. I was working in the pharmacy department. So after graduation from college, I got a pharmacy degree. So I've been practicing as a clinical pharmacist in the hospital ever since I graduated. And during that time, my pharmacy friends, they were all enthusiastic about going to Machu Picchu. This is an amazing hike. It's probably the top five. There's top five most challenging hike. And Machu Picchu, the Inca Trail hike, is one of the most challenging hike. And so I just want to be part of that conversation. So I told myself, you know what? I like to challenge myself, and this is going to be my goal. I want to be able to hike Machu Picchu. When I set up that goal, there's three things that I have learned from that. Number one, and I call these my 3D rules. The 3D rules are determination, dedication, and discipline. Determination is the idea or the direction or a goal that you have in your mind. Mine was hiking Machu Picchu. For someone else, it could be, you know what? I just want to get up and go make my coffee today. Small, but achievable. And so when I had my goal in mind to hike Machu Picchu, I started to look at what are some of the possibility of how I can achieve that, how I can accomplish that. What is it that I need? What would support me the most? So during that time, my most challenging portion of my life was the physical challenge. So I asked myself, okay, so what would support me the most right now? And my answer came to be, well, you need to get physically prepared. So how do you get physically prepared? You can't run, you can't jump. So what is it that you can do? What I could have done is to actually go and sign up to a gym. I've never been to a gym. Never walk on a treadmill because I never thought that it was possible for me. So I called up in a nearby gym. It's a smaller gym. And I walked in and I spoke to the owner. I said, listen, this is how I look. This is what I'm capable of doing. And I really need your help. So who do you know can help me by overcoming my challenge and help me? Because I like to get back to my physical body. I'm done with body shaming. So then he was nice enough. He gave me a tour in the gym and he said, you know what? If you like, you know, I can train you. I said, great, perfect. Any help that I can get, I'm all there for. So my determination brought me to the gym and it brought me to the fact that, you know what? Looking at my body, I like to have an ab. When I post on social media, I like to look nice. I like to look pretty. And so that was another goal, a mini goal that I had from the big arching goal. So every single determination, every single idea that came to my head from there on, it was moving me towards a bigger set of goals. So determination, I believe, is step number one in identifying where is it that you want to go. It's like putting a pin on the map. That's where you want to go. Okay, let's find out the route and how we can get there. So dedication comes because every single day, there's time where I wake up and you know what? Today is not a good day. Today is too hot and tomorrow is raining. And there's always a lot of excuses that we give to ourselves for not doing something that we had determined, we set our goal to do. And a lot of time, the more that we give in to that idea of, I don't want to do this, our brain start to believe that. And it's funny because our brain actually is very sensitive to the word not. Anything that you tell someone, do not do it, what do? They start doing it. So our brain is very sensitive in picking up the not to do something. So when you continuously telling your brain, I don't want to go to the gym, I don't want to be on a diet, I don't want to do this and that, you start to believe that this is true. So dedication involves in just showing up with or without fear that you're going to do it regardless. So you stop using the word do not or I will not. And you begin to use more words like I will, I can, and I want to. Not because you should, not because you could, not because you would, because you can, you will, and you want to. And that is dedication. Dedicated to show up and to really, no matter how much fear that you have, you're going to show up, you're going to do it anyway. And the last part, that the lesson that I have learned, is discipline. Discipline, despite most people would define it, discipline is really applying the knowledge that you have picked up along the way and knowing that no matter what is in front of you, you have the skill, you have the strength, you have the gift and talent, and you're going to do it over and over, over again. And so a lot of people ask me, you know, how do I be more confident? How do I actually trust the process? How do I actually know that this is something that I am capable of doing? Because a lot of people that I work with, a lot of things that are entirely new to them. Like hiking to Machu Picchu, it was entirely new to me. I have never done it before, but how do I know that I can do it if I believe in it? And that comes with discipline, because all these years that I have felt off the bike, all these years that I have felt to the ground because I couldn't stand up properly, all these years that I have failed, all these were lessons and knowledge that I have learned, and I can apply them again and again and again through discipline. So discipline is about the knowledge and applying those knowledge that you already have within you in strategically navigating to where you drop the pin, your goal. So that is my 3D rule.
The 3 Ds.
The determination, dedication, and discipline.
I like that. That's all very, very good. Simple and straightforward. So are you still working on getting up Machu Picchu, or have you done that now?
I've done it. So I booked myself a ticket in September 2016. I hiked through the 4-day Inca Trail, and it took me 4 days in the mountain with camp outside. And the total miles was 26 miles, or I believe in the metric system is kilometers. So 14 kilometers.
Very good. Very good. So it's, you know, it's just breaking it down into smaller chunks and doing the things that you know that you can do. And then that leads into bigger things, which is, it's really straightforward. And that's the important thing about this thing. So have you got any new stuff that you're going for? Any new bigger goals? I mean, that's, you know, it's a sizable goal if your legs are not the right size and you know, have difficulty walking. So, but have you, what's next?
My next is I'm working on a second book. So I published my first book and it's perfectly normal. So I'm actually working on my second book. Now, second book, like a lot of people, you know, I'm kind of procrastinating a little bit, and I'm not going to lie because I'm a human being and everybody procrastinates, and I'm in the stage of procrastination. And this is something that I want to share with everybody that, you know, when sometimes when we have goals, you will procrastinate a little bit. There's other priority and other agenda that's going to show up. And I would say that what really worked for me in the past when I noticed myself procrastinating is I gave myself a timeline. And I think you talked about this as well in the SMART goal, right? So in the SMART goal, one of the most important pieces is give ourselves a time frame. Yeah. When do you want to achieve it? And I think it's important that when we set up our goal to give ourselves a timeline to exactly when I want this book to be published. So my goal is to publish in 2022, and it will be.
But that's 12 months, right? So we're gonna have to narrow that down a little bit.
January. It's going to be January.
January 2022. So we haven't got long. We haven't got long to wait on that one. No, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I'm in the middle of writing my second one as well, which is good. But I'm very, very bad at following through on things. It's not procrastination because I know what I want to do. It's just that there's lots of little things that I want to do. So, it's jamming me into that one focused thing. So I've got a team. They're write business results. They help me achieve that sort of stuff. But yeah, no, that's good. Are you doing it yourself or have you got some help along the way?
I'm doing it myself. And then I am working with an editor to help me editing. Again, you know, my English is not my first language, so I use a lot of different tenses. And this is something that came up for me the other day. I kept thinking, you know, in Mandarin, there is no past, present, or past tense. Mm-hmm. Everything is in the current situation, in now. So if I'm saying that I'm getting coffee, I'm getting coffee. So everything is in the present tense, and there is no was there or was going to. It's less complicated in the sentence structures. So that was one of the challenges I have as an immigrant coming to learn a new language. Mm-hmm. There, I have a lot of grammatical error. And I'm not going to lie, I still have a lot of grammatical error every time I post something on social media. And I have people coming to me and say, Michelle, that's wrong. You're grammatically wrong.
And it's like, well, yeah, okay. Your English stroke American is considerably better than my Mandarin or Chinese. So, right, you win. You win. It's like you got no... I'm not about to give you a hard time about pronunciations, grammar, or anything like that. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people in England can't string a sentence together. So, you won't have any problem with me. Now, with these goals, do you write them down or are you more a visual person?
I am a very visual person. So my vision board, every year I will update a vision board. And the way that I do it, I'm actually looking at my vision board. I can just turn around the camera and show you a little bit. It's right there on the wall where I can see it. Yep. So it's always on the wall and I can see where I want to go. So I divide, the way that I do my vision board is I divide into different sections. So I cover six different areas on my vision board. It includes physical, social, environmental, mental, emotional, and then last one would be spiritual. And so I cover all these different areas and I ask myself, you know, what do I want to accomplish within the next 6 months or 3 months or a year goal? And I would cut them, paste them so that I can visually see them. I'm a visual learner. So if you were to tell me something very logically, just verbally, I won't be able to understand it. I need to see it in order to comprehend.
Yeah, that's good. But I like the fact that your goals are across the whole spectrum, because that's so very often we get focused too much on an individual singular, and very often it's business orientated, which means that all the other bits and pieces sort of fade into the background, which causes all manner of things. So, getting the balance right between the different areas of your life. you know, that's all good stuff. So I'm looking at the title of your last book, Perfectly Normal, An Immigrant Story of Making It in America. Is that available on Amazon?
It is available on Amazon, and it is also available on my website. So the difference is when you order from my website, I personally signed it and mailed it to you. So I usually have a personal touch to it, but it is available also on Amazon. My website is elevatelifecoaching.org/order book, and they'll be able to get a copy of my book.
There you go. And it will be signed as well. I like that idea of signing things if people come directly. That's a nice little touch. But doesn't it cost you a small fortune? Let's say, for example, I order your book and then you've got to send it to the UK. Wouldn't that sort of cost you a small fortune?
Well, just by mailing it overseas, but I'm a person who believes in connection, and connection is one of my biggest value, that I would like to get to know that person. And if it costs me just a little bit or a fortune to make that connection and to reach out to people, I'm okay with that. And I'm happy to mail the copy to anybody who would like to get to know me.
Yes.
So, I believe, you know, the relationship that comes behind it is so much more valuable, and it's not a dollar sign that can attach and can measure.
Perfect. No, I mean, that is the thing. It's like so many people look upon life or things as a cost, and very often it can be just a simple investment. I prefer to use investment whenever I'm talking about anything. So where any money that leaves your bank account is an investment in something, either a peace of mind or a new relationship or, as you say, something to learn from. So that's good. So have you got anything what's your go-to thing when you're talking to your clients? Because you help women coaches and entrepreneurs, predominantly women, I guess. So what's your go-to thing? Something that everybody needs to know what Michelle... Tell me, what's your nugget, Michelle?
My nugget is really personality. So a lot of women coaches or entrepreneurs, they come to me because they're creating their personal branding. And when they're creating personal branding, people don't buy from a brand. People buy from the person behind that brand. So when they work with me, who they like and who they see is Michelle. And, you know, I'm very down to earth. I'm very happy. And sometimes I throw in a couple of dark jokes. And sometimes I will laugh hysterically. And so they get the whole picture of me, and there's nothing to hide. And I truly believe that the number one thing that anybody, all of us can use is really bring out our personality and make it shine. This is not the place to hide behind the everyday social construct and how people believe that you should be. People always think that you're a coach, you should look professional, you should eliminate all these grammatical errors, you should use proper English, but that's not me. If I were to today to actually bring out a content that I put on social media has a perfect English, that's just not me. That's not Michelle. That's not who Michelle is. So what people appreciate is the personality that you bring into your work, to your life, to your relationship. Everyone wants to see who you are. That's who they want to know. Not that brand, not that business, not the company logo, not a website that we created. It's the people, the person behind everything what we do.
I love that. I love that. And of course, if you're authentic and you're you, it's so much easier as well, because you haven't got to think, oh, I need to be this way or I need to be that way. I mean, something is like, yeah, you get warts and all, as we say in the UK. It's like you get the whole thing, whichever way you are. So authenticity there. That's perfect. Anything else? We're going to bring this to a close because it's coming towards the end of the day over in the UK and your day's just starting. So anything else that you want to share with us, something exciting or, you know, aside from your book, what else have you got lined up for the future?
Well, I do have a 6-month coaching program that I've been working on. It came to fruition over the weekend. So I'm super excited to be able to offer that. I'm pushing it out and launching it shortly next week. So that's something that's really new and exciting. And I'm also going back to the gym after the COVID. So that's also exciting.
Yes. Yes. Need to get back into the health habit. I've got a few pounds to lose. I'm off to, it's called the Three Peaks. So in Scotland, it's Ben Nevis, and England, it's Scafell Pike. In Wales, it's Mount Snowdon. And you do all three peaks in a 24 or 36 hour period. So I've got that coming up. So a bit of work to be done then, a little bit of training to be done. So no, that's all good stuff. Michelle, it's been a pleasure to have you join me today. Thank you very much for, you know, sharing your time. We'll make sure that your information, your LinkedIn address, your Twitter handle, etc., is contained in the show notes so that people can get hold of you. Very, very good skill. I don't like to say luck, but good skill with the new book when that comes along in January.
Yes.
Okay. Bit of a deadline. We'll hold you accountable for that. But Michelle, thank you very, very much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to review and subscribe on Apple, Google, or Spotify. I'd love to hear about your goals. You can share them with me at dougbennett.co.uk.